Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Podcast, and my name is David, so I'm glad you guys could join me. I hope my sound doesn't sound too bad. I hope the sound doesn't sound too bad because I've bought a new computer. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So I'm using a different microphone, and it seems like I'm yelling. I don't know. It just seems a little weird, but hopefully I'm not, and everything is sounding okay. So if you're in the chat room, or if you want to join me in the chat room, you can type me, say, "Hey David, the sound is whack," because I was getting a lot of echo and some buzzing that I didn't like the other day, and so hopefully it doesn't sound too bad. But y'all can shade me. You guys can shade me. I can handle it. Really, I can handle it. But I hope you guys are doing good. Sorry about last night, because I was I wouldn't say sick. I was tired. I was really tired. And so, yeah, I kind of listened to what I was recording. It sounds a little off. So I'll probably get a different microphone because I don't particularly like this one. I'm going to turn it down a little bit and see, excuse me, if that sounds a little better. But I overslept yesterday. You know, I had planned to do my normal Tuesday night podcast, but I overslept, and I was just tired. I've said this 1,001 times, and I know you guys are tired of me talking about work, but the fact of the matter is, I work a lot. I've been working a lot, and there's no end in sight. Today I had to work I can't tell you the reason why, but I had to go work at a site that I hadn't planned on. I had planned to stay at home today. I had planned to stay at home today and not Mr. Tristan from Jaded Productions, he's always throwing me shade. What's up, baby? If you guys don't know, I will be on Tristan's new show, and I forget the name, but it's going to be February the 5th, and I don't know a time, but look for that. Look for the emails, look for the tweets, look for the Facebook posts, and it'll be a good time over there with Tristan, Gary, and Chris. I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, so I had to work, and I'm just like, I'm done with this, and I fuss about work all the time, but I'm fortunate, but there's a lot of people who don't have a job, and I know a lot of people are out of work, but things are getting better, you know, gas is down, and stuff like that, but I don't know. I've been really close to quitting, several times. I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. But this evening when I finally left, I'm like, I'm not going to the office. I'm taking my black ass home and I'm sitting it down. So I came in and I slept earlier. And then I woke up and watched Arrow, which was good tonight, and also Empire, baby, let me tell you, Cookie, that's my bitch, right? Because Cookie does not play, and she gives us the best one-liners that we haven't seen on TV in a long time. Now, if you haven't watched Empire yet, it's a show about Lucius Reynolds, played by Terrence Howard. He is Yes, you need to catch up on Arrow Child because it's good. Although the Canary is whack as hell now, but Lucius is a music producer or owns a company called Empire Records, and Cookie is his ex-wife who went to jail for drug dealing and stuff that actually made the company, and she made him famous, but she took the rap for all of his indiscretions, but he's still a thug. He's just a thug in a suit, and that's how I kind of imagine what some of these Lucius Loins. Thank you, Tristan. That's how I kind of imagine some of these record companies are like. Very, very thug, that thug mentality. But it's good. And Precious is on there. Gabourey Sidibe. She got off that whack ass American Horror Story this season, and she landed this job. She didn't have a big part, but she's definitely in it a lot. And when it first debuted, first premiered, I didn't like how they was dressing her. You know, she has blonde hair. You know, and all dark skinned people, we can't pull off light colors because it makes us look darker. Not that is a problem, but it's not for me. It's not a good look. But they've kind of streamlined her look, and so now she's looking fabulous, curves and all, baby. But so a Cookie is she gets out of jail, and she comes back to the company that her $400,000 in drug money was able to create with Lucius, and then she has three sons that never really seen her. There's a gay one. Oh. Lucius does not love the gays, but that boy is cute. Oh, he is cute to death. But then that's the real artist. Then you have the rapper, which is the other son, and then there's an older son that kind of handles all the legalities and business stuff. And there's a lot of, for some reason, for a show, it's on Fox, and for a show to be just to come out the box, you know, and that's one thing I will say about black people with black shows. Tyler Perry has done very well doing this. Lucius Lyon. Oh, Lucius Lyons, not Lucius Loins. What you got on your mind, Tristan? See, you can't always go to the chat room and get your information. And so, Tyler Perry has always been able to, and I'm not gonna say dig up, but he's brought some of those older blacktresses and black actors, you know, out of obscurity and put them back on, in mainstream with putting like Keisha Knight Pullin. We hadn't seen her for years, but then he kind of introduced her back into Madea Goes to Jail. She's in one of the television shows. You know, she did get kicked off the Celebrity Apprentice, which I'm not watching because I hate Donald Trump. But he's done a very good job with that. So the producers of, now I don't know who produces Empire. You know, the Cuba Gooding Jr. is on there. Judd Nelson. You know, this is a white guy. I didn't know he was one of the characters. He was on there tonight, of course. Gabby, Taraji P. Henson. There's all these good black actors that we don't get to see other than Judd Nelson. We don't get to see all the time. So I think that's really, really good that he brings them back into the forefront of mainstream entertainment. So I think that's great, and it's a good show. But like I said, Cookie is the absolute best. She has the best one-liners that anyone could ever ask for. She is my new muse. My old muse used to be Chloe from Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, but now it's Cookie. Just think of Chloe from Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, black and a whole lot more ghetto. And because tonight she always calls his new girlfriend Boo Boo Kitty, and she's just so ghetto. Boys call Boo Ghetto, but she ain't even Boo Ghetto. She's just ghetto and hood, and I love it. And Taraji P. Henson, I like to see, people don't really know this, I've liked Taraji P. Henson since she was in that movie called, well, I think it was straight to DVD movie with Monique called Hair Show. When she was in that, and she was hilarious in that. So, but yo, if you guys haven't seen the show, check it out. It's hilarious. I said hilarious way too many times, but it's really, really good. So you guys need to check it out if you haven't checked it out thus far. It comes on Wednesday nights on Fox at 8 p.m. right after Arrow, so you can have 2 hours of TV time and just couch potatoing it out, and watching Arrow and then watching Empire. But like I said, I hope you guys are good. And to be corrected once again by Mr. Tristan, if I can, that's one thing I can't do very well is scroll up within the Spreaker chat for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know if any of you guys ever have any problems with that, but it gives me fits for some reason. I can't stand it. Let's see. The weekly rewind, February 5th at 11 p.m. Eastern time. And that's what the show I'll be sitting in on with Tristan and Gary and Chris. And it should be fun. You guys loved Jaded City, so I know you guys are going to love this as well. And then you get me and my little addition. It's 9 p.m. in every time zone. How can it be 9 p.m. in every time zone? Because if it's 11 p.m. Eastern, it's 10 p.m. for me at Central. No, they like to laugh like my time zone doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't. So I hope, like I said, I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys haven't got sick. There's a lot of crap going around. I actually got sick. Starting Friday, I felt it Thursday, and I think I told you guys on Tuesday, I thought I felt a little tickle last Tuesday, a little tickle, and then the next day, Wednesday, I was fine, but Thursday, baby, I'm like, something ain't right, and then Friday, it was just like, I was dying, and I'm the biggest baby, but I'll talk about that. We're also going to give, I found a cute little article I want to share with you guys about when you're ready to call in sick, the best days and how to do it. And then some stupid things sick people or people say, what people say to sick people. So we're going to talk about that. Also, you guys, like I said, I bought a new computer, so I hope the sound is not too crappy. But I'm going to work on that. I'll tell you about my shopping experience at Best Buy, and also about me being sick and working and all that kind of good stuff. So when we return, we'll start our 5x5 Late Night Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. My name is David, and we'll be right back. Yeah.
you've been doing. You say your car's about, but things just isn't moving.
Oh, that song kind of ended abruptly, and I don't know why it did, but my favorite part, I don't know what happened there. Okay, welcome back. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. Whenever, wherever, however you're listening to the show, whether you're listening here on Spreaker.com, are you catching on iTunes or Stitcher, you know, thank you guys for letting me get in your ear a little bit tonight. Welcome Apocalypse to the chat room. Haven't seen you in a while, Mr. Apocalypse. He says, taking some online driving courses for a speeding ticket at the moment. I have to hit next like every 45 minutes. What? You can do that? I've only received one speeding ticket in my whole entire life. That was back, God, I was in college at the time. I was late for class because I commuted. And I remember, because, you know, some of the morning classes are a lot of times around when school's starting, regular school starting. And I remember the police officer was a friend of my mom and dad's. And I remember her telling it. She's like, I'm giving you the ticket and I'm telling your mom and daddy. And I'm like, whatever. She's like, don't get smart with me. So I remember that. That's been a while ago. But I took a class. I had to drop the so it wouldn't be on my driver's license or however that works. So, but I know when and when not to drive fast. Like when I lived in Atlanta, you know, you always drive fast. There's no driving slow. You know, you always drive fast, and you always, your excuse is, you know, I was going with the flow of traffic, you know, but they hardly, I've never, unless you're just being really ridiculous with it. Like, what's the guy that used to sing that Hey Ya song back in the day? Andre 3000, like he was going 120 something on either 285 or 75, and they are 20, one of those major roads there in Atlanta, and they stopped him. So they will, if you acting stupid, they're going to stop you. But here in town, I was so used to driving fast and they stop at green lights here. Is that a Midwestern thing? They stop at green lights, and I get so absolutely infuriated with these people. And today is so funny. I was out and about, and in the course of work, and so I swear, at between 11 and 1, there's nothing but gray hairs driving. No offense to the elderly. I love old people. They're very, very funny. They're all, sometimes they're not that pleasant, but they're funny. And so there's a lot of gray hairs driving. I'm like, oh my God, you know. And this one lady, she had, and why do older people, and this is, like I said, no shade, no tea, why do they have these big ass cars? I'm like, it was a chick too. I'm like, girl, why you can't even make that turn? You know, and she's off to the side. The car's coming toward me. I'm like, please, I don't want to cuss out an old lady today for hitting me. You know, I was working, I had shit to do. But, of course, I didn't. But, no, so I bought a new computer. I actually talked to Tristan the other night, and he was helping me set it up to integrate some Spreaker calls, some Skype calls. And I forget passwords now, and it used to be I had one password for all of my logins, logoffs, or whatever. But I've changed a few, and I forgot my whole Skype one. I've changed it to something that I would never, I had like three that I kind of use over. And, excuse me, and so I was like, I don't remember this password. So I think I have like 1,000 Skype accounts now. And then I end up buying a Toshiba. Now, no shade to Toshiba. Say that 20 times real fast. But I will never buy a Toshiba product ever again. Ever again. First, I go to Best Buy. This was Sunday. I was feeling a little bit better because, you know, I told you I was sick Friday and Saturday, but I had some work to do. So I'm like, well, let me run and take care of a few things work-wise, and then I'll run through Best Buy. I'm going to buy a computer. You always have a preconceived notion in your head that, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I'm going to look for. And I'm a very purposeful shopper, unless I'm purposely just kind of browsing. But when I have a purpose to shop, that's what I go to do, to buy a specific thing. I'm in and out, no fuss, no mess. So I go to the computer department or whatever. So I'm looking around, and of course, you know, it is the Midwest and it is Southern Indiana. Nobody waits on me. You know, and that irritates me too. And I guess I was in sales for such a long time. Every time somebody, not only they're on commission, but when I worked in big box retail, like for a department store, it didn't matter. You know, everybody comes in, and that's an opportunity for you, because you have, every place has productivity goals, or if you're commission sales, you have, you know, it's money in your pocket. So I could understand. This is hilarious. You guys really should be in the chat room. It's really fun in the chat room. And so I'm standing there. Of course, nobody's waiting on me. And then I'm kind of looking at. They probably did. You're exactly right. You know, and you see them look over at me, and this is the total truth. They're looking at me, but nobody's coming. They're probably like, oh, he don't have any money. You know, but I was not like, I don't have to wear a suit and tie to work. You know, I was very, very casual, and I'm a scarf wearer, so I had my scarf draped all around me, had my little bebop hat on, and I was shaved, you know. I might have been a little dry from the weather. I might need some lotion on these knuckles, but other than that, I was good, right? And so I stand there for a while, and I'm looking, and so somebody actually comes from a different department. Like, I guess if they're kind of walking around, they have sales reps that are trained in certain areas, and he's like, he comes over, and it's a kid, you know, and I don't really interact, I don't like interacting with anybody, like, in their 20s. No offense, Apocalypse, if you're in your 20s, I think you're great, but, and no offense to my listeners, but anyhow, I'm just saying. And so he's like, well, what are you looking for today? So I kind of tell him, you know, I told him I have an HP. It's time to put it to sleep. I bought it in late 2007, early 2008. I said, it's 6-7 years old now. It's time for me. It's like, you know, 7 years. It's time for me to purchase a new laptop. I wanted to do a little bit of gaming, but not anything major. And I have a podcast. You know, he looked at me like I'm talking Swahili. It wasn't like no umbele umbele badu badu. It wasn't nothing like it. I was talking real English because, you know, sometimes I had to put my white boy voice on, right? And so, and then I get a work call, and then he finally realized I'm legit. And then he's really giving the information. But you know how sometimes, what's up, William? Hey, William. Here in India, it's hard to find someone to assist you. Why is there horribly customer service in the Midwest? I don't know. It's very bad customer service in the Midwest. It's like, especially when I know when you're making at a certain hourly rate, I know you're not going to get the best. And that's the problem I had with the company I worked for. If we paid, you know, a little bit more, we could demand a better employee. You know, we could put some demands on you, or we'd get the type of employee that would apply to our company would be a little bit of a more serious or a good or a retainable employee that we want to, you know, promote and have represent us. But some of these retail establishments, it's just ridiculous. But anyhow, welcome to the chat room, William. Everybody, welcome, William. Hey. And so this kid has a lot of information, which is fine. And so he's going through all this stuff. And I'm like, well, you know, I really like HP. I've always had HP. I've had HP computers ever since 2002. I like the brand. And so when I say that, that's not your opportunity to tell me how bad they are. So he's like, oh, well, they're just a piece of crap. And I'm like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, HP, you know, they're the lower end right now. They're just kind of bad workmanship, and we get a lot of complaints, and they're just horrible. And, you know, I don't know why you want to buy that. You need to buy the Lenovo. Yeah, they don't care. I agree with that, Tristan. And so, I'm like, well, I said, why would you say that when I told you I actually love the brand? I've always bought HP. I've always had phenomenal luck with HP computers. And he's like, And so then I'm like, okay, this is what I have now, you know. And I'm looking at the Toshiba, and I looked at a Acer, and I looked at the HP, and I looked at the Lenovo. And so he starts rambling off all these details. I don't care if you have remembered. No, not remember. I don't care if you have memorized all the pamphlet manuals and stuff. I need to know how that works in real life. And so I'm like, can you turn this one on? Can you tell me about this? And I was asking about memory and how's this. And he's like, you know what? Your computer you have now is probably better than any of the ones we have here. Excuse me? I'm a motivated buyer. You would want to have me buy something. You know, don't sell me no crap. Don't sell me a lot, but excuse me. Don't say certain stuff to me that turns me off because I have a really significant sales background. And so I said, well, let's look at the HP. He's like, yeah, that's not a good one. You're going to hate it and blah, blah, blah. And so he says, well, if you're going to make a decision, choose this Lenovo or the Toshiba. So I'm looking at some of the specs that they have on little cards. I'm like, okay, so what's this mean? And why is this? And can I have this kind of, I think Acer is owned by HP now. That's what he told me. And he told me that Acer's and HP were crap. That's what this boy told me. And so I'm like, well, you know, I'm not really satisfied with the answers you're giving me because then I'm like, well, do I need a touch screen? I really didn't need a touch screen, but I wanted Bluetooth. And so he keeps on dogging out all these computers and saying, so I asked him about graphics cards. He's like, oh, none of these computers have graphics cards. I'm like, they have to have a graphics card. You know, sometimes I know this much because I've gamed on my old laptop. He says, well, them old ones back in the day. Yeah, he's... Yeah, so, you know, I'm like, I don't know what he was talking about. And so he says to me, he's like, well, your computer probably had one built on special. I'm like, no, it was built onto the motherboard. It was HP. I said, and I bought it from here. Oh, you didn't buy it from here. I've only bought computers at Best Buy. Best Buy here in Indiana and Best Buy when I lived in Atlanta. And so I'm like, so I don't know what you're talking about. And you obviously don't either. So he's giving me the side eye and he's done with me. And so the whole move just switched. And I'm like, you know what? I said, well, thank you, Nick, for talking me out of buying anything today. And so I left. And so I was done. And plus I was sick, so I had to get out of there. I was like, I'm going home. I don't feel all that great. So I went home and I thought, and I just did my own little research online. And I'm like, well, I'll go back on, that was Saturday. I'm sorry, it was Saturday. I said, I'll go back tomorrow because I had to go back out that way. And I said, I have some time. I'll run out there and I'll pick me up a computer on Sunday. And so when we come back, I'll finish that story and then we'll talk about all my sickness I've been getting through because I'm rambling really fast. But thank you guys for listening. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We will be right back.
On a Chardonnay, scoring touchdowns on your runway. I'm Texas forever like Bombay and I'm Rambo in the O. I'm building it like John Jack, I'm Camo in the O. These thoughts can't clock me nowadays, you wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four, wish I was your baby mom. Want me to go around and give you good karma, but no, we escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Round, round in it, flossing on that. This diamond, my diamond. This rock, my rock. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them, say, I look so good. I'm the shit. I'm the shit, I'm the shit, I'm the shit. I want everyone to feel like this.
Japanese and Indian, got Malaysian, got that yaki, that wavy Brazilian.
Them beaches thirsty, I'm Hungarian. Nikki BB eating diamond fangs, barbarian.
Yo, like MJ Doctor, they killing me. Pro before, I know they hope I fall. But tell them winning is my motherfucking protocol. Cause I score before I ever throw the ball. These bitches washed up and ain't no fucking soap involved. It's every hood nigga dream. Fantasizing about Nikki and B. Curve delicious, pussy serves delicious. Mayday, mayday, earth the bitches. Slap these hoes on they ass like we birthing bitches. The queen of rap. Playing with Queen B. If you ain't on the team, you playing for Team D. Cause we A-listers, we paid sisters. This watch right here done phase blizzards. I confess I woke up like this. All this drank in my cup like this. All this ass on that flawless dick. Instagram another flawless pic. Flawless city with these flawless titties. I got all these hundreds, you got all the fifties. I'm with some flawless bitches cause they mild and pretty. Cause niggas love bad bitches that be on a grizzly. Throw that ass back, I be on my frisbee. Princess cut diamonds on my Disney. He want Monster Nikki in Sri Lanka. I told him meet me at the Trump Ivanka. I said, come here, let me show you how this cookie tastes. This, that, yeah, nigga, eat the cookie face. Rod, rod,
rod, rod. I got two words. Girl, bye.
Girl, bye. Have y'all caught up on the Lexi, what black people say at weddings? Have y'all caught up with that? Y'all need to check that out because it's hilarious. Welcome back. This is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Sitting here chatting with my friends here in the chat room. I hate redundancy of words. Sitting here chatting with my friends in the chat room. We have William. We have Jaded City Tristan. And we also have Mr. Apocalypse in the chat room. Holla. If you guys are out there listening, I see some people listening. So get in the chat room and say hey. Say I suck. Whatever. But don't get too shady because I come back hard. welcome back. We were talking about before we went to break about how bad customer service is and my ordeal at Best Buy. So I'm trying to wrap that up really quick. so I went back out there Sunday to Best Buy and I bought the Toshiba. There was another little guy out there. No, was it? Yeah, I bought the Toshiba. Another little guy, horrible attitude. And I'm asking for, you know, specific questions and he's giving me a lot of attitude for what reason. I guess, like they say in the chat room, they don't care. But, you know, I demand a certain type of, when I'm spending X amount of dollars, when I'm spending $5, I went to McDonald's the other day and I stopped and got breakfast. And so I just got me a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. That's all I wanted. I want the cheese, I want the swine, and I want that biscuit and strawberry jelly. And so when I get back home and I look at my sandwich, it is a sausage biscuit. That's it. So I paid $3.29 for a sausage biscuit. And so that just pissed me off, you know. And so people get mad at me when I call back to restaurants and say, hey, you messed up. And so I called back. Of course, they won't answer the phone. So I called 20 times. I know I'm a little crazy and a little obsessive, but I called 20 times. And so the manager gets on the phone and she's like, this is Sharon. I said, hey, Sharon, I had a little problem with my meal. What'd you get? And I said, well, I ordered this. And I said, I told her what I ordered. And I said, but they gave me a sausage only.
See, that's how my disposition gets when my blood sugar drops, just like your face, all of that right there. It's a big mess what's going on here.
You know what? I've been doing all this talking, and I forgot to turn my mic back on. Can y'all believe that? Y'all really missed some good stuff. I mean, some really, really good stuff. It's this new damn computer. Thanks, Tristan, for messaging me on Facebook. I just happened to see it. That just sucks. So now I'm going to have to edit this and load it back up because I screwed up. Hope you guys are still with me. Is there anybody still out there? William, yeah, well, you can go get mine. Tell them your name is David Banks up there on Washington, Kentucky, and you can get your own sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. No, long story short, because silly me, I forgot to take my mic off mute, and I normally look when a song is finished, and I was doing other stuff. I do apologize. That is so not like me, right? The ratings went up when the mic went. See how I'm treated on my own podcast. See how I'm treated. Just no respect. Like Rodney Dangerfield. I wish I could find that song. I'd totally play it. Thanks, Tristan. But I was saying, I had to go through this all again. That long story short, I bought that computer back to the store on Monday because. No, I went back Monday to buy the computer. No, I bought the computer on Sunday. I returned it on Monday because it wasn't working. It stopped working at all. The Toshiba that this one guy, another guy with a bad attitude, didn't help me. He really didn't help. And I ended up buying the Toshiba when I really shouldn't have. So Tuesday when I purchased this laptop, it's an HP, the one that I initially went to buy. I'm very good instinct wise. I should have just bought what I thought I needed to buy, you know, and without even asking anybody, because this is the one I really went to buy. But then when I was told the HP was a crappy system and I shouldn't buy it, you know, it kind of threw me for a loop. And I normally don't listen to people, so I don't know what's wrong with me. But it's just, I don't know. It's just one of those things where it just kind of aggravated me and irritated me. And so with the Windows 8, I'm having problems. Not that I'm having problems with it, I'm having problems understanding it. Because it's just so crazy. Because Tristan was helping me with the Toshiba that I purchased. Excuse me, with the Toshiba that I purchased back on Sunday with some things I want to do with integrating Spreaker into my show so you guys can call in. But I don't have it set up today, so you guys going to have to wait. Excuse me one second. I'm coughing and I don't like it. And I'm all up in the mic, right? See, I'm still sick, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But, oh, hey, Dwayne Hadley, what's up? All y'all coming in, I'm coughing and I'm getting sick again. I think I reinfected myself. But long story short, I had a young lady help me yesterday and she was pretty decent. I don't think she really knew that much, but she was pleasant to deal with. And I have my HP. It's working perfectly now. So Tristan, you'll be getting another Skype call so we can do that whole stereo mix thing. I'm going to go get me a glass of water because I feel like I'm choking. And then I will talk to you guys about why I'm still sick, stupid things that sick people do, and how to call in sick when you just need a day off. It is. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. We'll be right back.
shit, I stunt on you. I stunt on you. I stunt on you. I ain't that bitch.
Played that song in a very long time. That's that by Tinashe. She's starting to blow up. So I think she did a song with Chris Brown or somebody, but she's starting to blow up. Good job for her. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I did remember to turn my microphone back on, Mr. Tristan. Thank you so very much for commenting. You know, you can always find us on Twitter at the 5x5. You can send me a tweet at THE, the number 5BY5. So follow me over there on Twitter or on Facebook, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. And don't forget to follow all you 1,005 followers here. You need to take that love and just click like over there on our Facebook page. Or you can follow my, I do now have, I guess you guys don't know, I have the 5x5 Instagram. There's only one picture up there, but you can always follow my personal Instagram. It's pretty much going to be the same thing. The number one, FUNNYGUY, and give me a holler over there. And then also you can share your stuff, and I promote everybody. My friend Dwayne Hadley from the Dwayne Hadley Radio Network was just in the chat room. He swung by to show us a little love. While he's at work, and I know he's been sick, but I've also been sick, and I kind of pride myself on having a really, really healthy immune system, and because, you know, this whole winter I haven't wore a coat. You know, I'll toss the scarf around my neck and put a hat on, and even when it was like 20 degrees, I was, you know, and I might have some gloves on. Like today, this morning, I had my scarf, I had a hoodie, a hat, and some gloves, and I was out the door. I can't tell you what's happening tonight. It's not my night. They just don't want my story or my voice to be heard tonight. I'm over it. I'm so over it. Somebody must have got my password. They must be sabotaging me. I ain't even talking about nobody tonight. I'm keeping it cute. I have to admit, normally I don't like being a hot mess, but see, Wednesday's night's not my night, obviously. So now I have to download both of these shows and I had to download both of these shows now and then edit the shows into one and then put them back into my original show. It'd be cute, but I just don't want to do all that because it's already 11:30 for me. But anyhow, if you guys missed anything, William, I'm sorry. Tristan, I'm sorry. That's just a hot ass mess. But I was saying before I was so rudely disconnected. Now, see, now I want to take this damn computer back, but I will. Because I ain't putting up with this mess. But I was saying I pride myself on on not getting sick. And so over the course of the last week, I've been working so much. I think I'm just tired and I needed some rest. And all y'all been coughing and sneezing and not washing your hands around me. Y'all got me sick. Cause I'm not taking the blame on myself. I'm blaming it on y'all. Y'all got me sick. because my sister was sick and some other family members sick, people at work sick. If you're at work and you're sick, keep your ass at home because you're making everybody else sick. But again, and I credit my healthy immune system, I was only down for like 2.5 days. I'm still coughing a little bit, and so the cough won't go away. But, you know, first it started in my chest on Friday, and then it got really bad on Saturday. I was just coughing every 5 minutes, and I was very sore. And I just felt bad. I felt drained. I was tired. But, you know, I stocked up on some Mucinex, you know, the blue and the red pills, the nighttime and daytime, and that Mucinex honey drink stuff, and a lot of Vicks Vapor Rub, and a lot of orange juice. And so I loaded up on that, and then I start feeling a little bit better on Sunday. So I'm like, okay, I got to do some work. That's what I went out there and got that computer. And so I felt a little bit better. And then Monday, I felt a lot better. Then yesterday and today, I've been almost back to normal, except for this little bit of cough. But I'm not a good sick person, because I like to whine about me being sick. So nobody really cares. Anyhow, I found this article called, let's see, 5 Stupid Things Sick People Do. Now, see if you guys are one of the stupid people, stupid sick people that do these things. It says you're hacking, you're sneezing, you're wheezing, and as a result, you're desperate for relief, no matter how it comes. So you start playing doctor, convinced you land on something or anything to make that funk go away a little bit faster. Maybe you get lucky and find a cure for your coughing, or more likely, you end up prolonging your misery by an unnecessary day or two. People don't understand, from the article, that colds are self-limiting. Our bodies are naturally designed to get rid of an infection on their own. With a cold or flu, we're just treating the symptoms. We're not getting rid of the actual virus that's causing it. See, and that's one thing. I don't like taking a lot of medicine, like antibiotics and stuff like that, because I want my body to, and I think it's why I've been well for so long. I want my body to fight off the stuff on its own. So I think it's why I bounce back so quick. And I don't really bounce back quick anyhow, but, you know, people have been sick for 2 and 3 weeks. I had a colleague that was sick for 2 weeks with this stuff. My sister was sick for a week and a half. You know, I was sick, you know, late Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, really. Still coughing, but I'm not sick anymore. I had a fever on Friday, but anyhow. It says, nothing that you do is going to shoo away the virus faster, but if you're not careful, the self-prescribed remedies below might encourage the symptoms to linger a little longer. So, listen to this. Do not overload on cold meds. They say you pop antihistamine, but 15 minutes later, you're still just as miserable. So why not take another, or maybe add a couple of doses of Tylenol to the mix? People really don't understand when the drug is supposed to start working. Many of these products take at least 30 minutes to an hour before they start kicking in. Problem is, sick people are often impatient to feel better. I'm not. I just want to sleep. That's me. If I can sleep, I'll get through it. Orange juice and sleep and Vicks Vapor Rub normally does it for me. So don't keep on trying to take, from what this article says, a lot of these over-the-counter meds, because you're not really treating the infection itself. You're treating the symptom. Let me make sure that I'm still online. let's see what we're seeing in the chat room. Projecting again. see, I had to, the people in the chat room get smart mouths. Now you're going outside without a coat. I don't ever wear a coat. Somebody needs to learn to accept responsibility. I never take responsibility. Jaded Tristan. Tristan thinks vodka works well. And he wasn't sick for 2 weeks. He was in Vegas doing hookers and blow. I wish. I'd be so lucky. and so it also says, you blow your nose hard. Now, I don't like this is kind of nasty, but I don't like the whole mucus and all that nastiness in my nose. I don't like it. I never liked it. I want it to be gone. And it just kind of grosses me out. And so I'm a nose blower. You know, and the thing is, that's one thing. When I was sick, it went from my chest, then it went into my head in the course of, 72 hours. And my head has so much pressure, and, you know, your sinuses get really tender and up around your eyes. And then I was blowing my nose a lot. That's kind of gross, but it just happens to be the truth. And but it was just the way it was. And so this article says, when the snot is flowing, blowing your nose may seem like the obvious and instant fix. And you're right, it would give you temporary relief, but draining your schnoz may also lead to longer-term trouble. If you blow your nose vigorously, you will propel the nasal fluid into your sinus cavities. So blowing your nose actually puts more of that stuff in your sinus cavities, creating a longer-lasting congestion. And I've never heard this. It says you down a pot of coffee and power through the misery. I guess, you know, hyping yourself up just to get through the day so you can get home and come to go to sleep to kind of convalesce. It said plain water accomplishes two things. You make all of your coworkers sick. Exactly. Not to mention mad at you and probably prolong your own hell. With the cold and flu, your body needs time to recover. Sleep, see? Sleep. Like, I work a job, they don't want you to call off sick. They don't want you to call off sick. It's always really, really bad. It's always a lot of extra if you're calling off sick when I was a regular staff person. But now, you know, if I'm sick, I just don't do any work. You know, if I don't have a meeting or something to go to that day, I'm just not doing any work. That's what I did Saturday. I kind of kept it. Laid it down and I slept a good part of Sunday. But anyhow, that's what that says. And see, now my computer is saying that I'm using a lot of my processes, which I don't think I am. But anyhow, let's see. This is, so don't, you know, try to be a martyr and go to work while you're sick, all hyped up on caffeine. I used to be this type of person. Take leftover antibiotics. They do run out. The cold meds aren't cutting it, so what do you do? Sometimes people have antibiotics sitting around in their medicine cabinet from a previous illness. So they start taking them, but they actually won't do you any good if you have a cold or flu, since they treat bacterial infections, not viruses. I've done that before, thinking that I was getting better, but I wasn't. And then you ignore the directions of your nasal spray. When nothing but instant relief from a clogged nose will do, decongestant sprays like Afrin are your best bets, but only for a short time. The blood vessels in your nose are swollen and therefore take up more space so you can't breathe. Afrin works directly in that area to decrease swelling. But if you ignore the label warning and only use the spray for 3 days, you're setting yourself up for something called rebound congestion. That don't even sound cute, right? How's it happening? Why? The extended exposure to the drug can actually trigger inflammation, so you go back to the swollen state where you started, and when you're feeling miserable, going 2 steps forward, 3 steps back is definitely not the way to go. So there are 5 things that stupid people do. Well, stupid sick people do when they're sick. That makes sense? Maybe not. One more little quick break, and I know y'all getting tired of me breaking because I'm trying to see what this computer's doing. And when we come back, we will wrap things up here on the 5x5. Thank you guys for listening. My name is David. When we come back, we're going to talk about what did I say we're going to talk about? I had it. And I think I lost it. Yeah, I'm a mess tonight, Mr. Tristan. See, I can't even find what I was talking about. Oh, when you call in sick, what to do when you want to call in sick, but you just happen to need a day off. So we'll return all that, and then we'll wrap up for tonight with my mess of a show. And then look for the edit sometime this weekend, because I'm not doing it tonight because I'm tired. I'm tired of arguing, girl. I'm tired.
tongue. Don't get it twisted. Don't misuse it. What's your problem? Let's resolve. We can solve. What's the cause? It's official. You got issues. I got issues. But I know I miss you. Yeah. Who should be hurt? Who should be blamed?
Am I supposed to change? Are you supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? Who should be shamed?
Am I supposed to change? Are you supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? Will we remain? Oh, I. Supposed to change.
Am I supposed to change? Are you supposed to change?
Oh, who should be hurt? Who should be blamed?
Am I supposed to change? Are you supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? Who should be ashamed?
Am I supposed to change? Are you supposed to change?
Oh, who should be hurt? And will we remain?
We need a resolution. We need a resolution. We need a resolution. We have so much confusion. Am I supposed to change?
Who should be hurt and who should be blamed?
Am I supposed to change? Are you supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? Who should be ashamed?
Am I supposed to change? Are you supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? Will we remain?
We need a resolution. We need a resolution. We need a resolution. We have so much confusion.
Baby, let me know.
Trying to blame me when I don't even know the reason. I think it's just the season. Maybe the month, maybe the feeling. Now tell me what's the reason. New video, looks like it's even. So cut the crying, cut the coughing, cut the wheezing, girl. Quit the blaming, cut the naming, cut the sneaking, girl. I think you need some prayer, better call a deacon, girl. So get your act right or else we won't be speaking, girl. So what's it gonna be? Me and you? Or is it gonna be? Who blames?
That is Aaliyah. We need a resolution because we need a resolution to deal with this podcast tonight. Let me tell you. let me tell you because it is a mess. But, you know, we are soldiering on tonight, wrapping up our Sick and Sold episode. Last thing we're going to say about Sick is how to call in. When you just need a day off. So part one of three, preparing to make the call. Pick a good time to do it. You may think that every day is a good day to take a sick day, to fake a sick day. But if you're really determined to fake your illness, then you should put a bit more thought into it. If you pick the wrong day to fake sick, then it'll be a lot harder to make a convincing case for yourself. Instead, make sure the odds are in your favor before you execute your master plan. Be prepared to be extra convincing if you call in on a Monday or Friday. It'll be harder for your boss to believe you. You're really feeling sick during a long weekend. Make sure you haven't been sick recently. Don't fake sick right after you had a work altercation and try not to conveniently miss a particularly unpleasant day at work. And that's the one thing that I like about my new position now that, you know, I can say I'm doing something because I'm not at the office every day. So they don't know, You know, unless it's, I try not to miss, like, when I have my meetings, different meetings throughout the week set up, I try not to miss those. Like, I had one Friday when I was sick, and so I went ahead and did that. But then, you know, like, Saturday, my phone, don't call me. I'm not answering. You know, I always get a little nervous around this time of night because if somebody doesn't go to work at one of my sites, then I have to go in. But nobody called at 11, so I'm going to, 20 more minutes, it'll be midnight here. And normally that's another shift change. And hopefully nobody will call me tonight. Anyhow, number two, lay down some groundwork. If you plan to call in sick, then you should make an effort to seem sick the day before. So you, this is one of those things where you have to plan a few days ahead of time if you want some time off. Don't fake a cough throughout the day, but act a little bit under the weather and even sniffle a little bit, leading your coworkers to ask if you're feeling sick while brushing them off. See, Friday, we have a meeting, on Friday, and I was coughing then, and I thought, they said I looked pretty bad, but then my boss, she had seen me the day before, and I wasn't as bad as I was Friday. She's like, oh, did that just happen overnight? And I'm like, no, I'm sick. You know, I don't think she bought it, but, and she says I give a fake laugh when I'm laughing. She's like, yeah, I heard this fake laugh for years. I know if you're serious or not, but she's really funny. I love her. She's a great girl. Let's see. But so leading your coworkers to ask if you're feeling sick while brushing them off. Act like you're sick, but in denial about it, so that your coworkers don't suspect that you're faking it. Setting up this foundation the day before will make it more convincing when you take the next day off. Act more reserved that day too. If you're extra energetic one day and then call in sick the next day, people will be surprised. But I think there's sometimes where sometimes you feel okay, and then other times you don't feel okay. And, you know, in the course of being sick, like I had my highs and lows where I felt really good. And I'm like, yeah, I don't feel so good. Then I get really, really hot. But, you know, anyhow, try to take an Advil around. So you need to pop a pill or two around your coworker. So they're like, oh, you might be getting sick, because people, you know, like me, I don't want you to come and work sick. Don't get me sick. You know, that's how I got sick in the first place. Blow your nose a little more often than usual. If you do have lunch with your coworkers, don't eat all of your food so it looks like you don't have much of an appetite. Look slightly unkempt that day. Tussle your hair a bit. Don't wear your best outfit, and be okay with looking a little tired around the eyes. Now that's hilarious. That's funny. But this is all good. This is good. And so lastly, know your illness inside and out. So you might have to get on and do a little research about the flu, about the cold, about medicines and all that kind of good stuff. Though your boss may not ask too many questions, because normally HR, you can't do that. It's important to know what you're sick with before you call in. Instead of just saying you don't feel well, saying you have a migraine, stomach flu, or just regular cold can help make your argument more convincing. You should prepare to answer any questions your boss may ask you, like when you started feeling sick, when will you be back, and whether you'll see a doctor. Nowadays, they can't really ask those questions, you know, till after 3 days. So you don't have to worry about that. You don't want to sound uncertain, or your boss will suspect that you're faking it. If you want to take off multiple days, pick a good illness. A migraine or a bad case of gastroenteritis, I guess when your stomach hurts or something, can get you off for 2 or more days, as they can carry on long time and pop up at any time. Pink eye and strep throat can drag on longer. So depending on your illness is going to determine how many days you can fake sick. Whatever you choose, do your research thoroughly so that you can discuss the symptoms with clarity. You can even rehearse the conversation with a close friend. Y'all, you like, girl, I'm calling off sick tomorrow. Do I sound sick? Because I don't know if you ever have you. Everybody's called in sick. I've called in sick before. And even if you are really sick, when you call in, don't you try to make yourself sound a little sicker? Like, oh, I can't come in. I don't feel that good. You start talking like a baby when you really are sick, but you try to sound more sicker so your boss will believe you. But I've always been really blessed to have jobs to where if I called in sick, it wasn't that big of a deal. This job now, when I was just a regular staff member, it was kind of a big deal. But jobs in the past, and you know, now my position, I don't really worry about it too much. But I don't get sick, and I think I need to stop saying it. Don't tell people you don't get sick, because when it's so funny. I was having this story, I was telling a story in the mailroom the other day, and I was like, "No, I really haven't been sick this year," you know, because I was bragging too. You know, I can be a little braggadocious sometimes, and so the HR person was in there, and it didn't matter. But I'm looking back, and then I get sick 2 days later. You know, that's funny. Rehearse the conversation with your close friend to make sure you can pull it off. Chances are your boss won't want to get into the details of what's going on with your stomach or throat, but it's best to be prepared. So there is your advice for how to call off playing sick. You know, so take that to heart a little bit. And Tristan said, I called in one time and said, I'm hungover from the sex party I went to last night, so I won't be coming in today. I got fired from that job. I don't understand why. He says, not like I was planning to stay out late, but he was girl, bye. Never had that problem. But so I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Next week, Thursday, we'll be sitting in with, and I see, since the chat's gone, the weekly rewind on with Tristan, Gary, and Chris, and yours truly, the 5x5. Don't forget to go like our Facebook page if you haven't liked us yet over there on facebook.com/the5x5. If you got any hints, tips, or just general musings about Windows 8, I would love to hear your advice. And follow me on Instagram, One Funny Guy, or the 5x5 on Instagram, or send me a tweet. Any tweet, it's fine. Any tweet I do at the 5x5 over there on Twitter. I am in search of, I'm on a pop figure search this week. I haven't done a Fanboy Weekly show in a while, and I'm planning on doing that maybe this weekend, because I was listening to my friends, Christine Lane, earlier today, earlier this evening, and they were talking about it's convention season is beginning, and I think they're going to some of the ones that I'm going to. I think right now, tentatively, I'm going to Indianapolis for Wizard World Indianapolis. I think they're going to be there. And so if you guys are going, let me know. We can meet up, have lunch, or share a picture with somebody. It'd be fun. I'm not dressing up. You know, I think that ship has sailed. I won't be doing that. I wanted to last year, but I'm just not feeling it. It's just not in me to do that. I don't think, but I could. But now I'm looking for pop figures. I've bought just about every pop figure that I want that's been out. I have stacks of pop figures, stacks of comic books everywhere, which is starting to annoy me. It's the Virgo in me that is kind of getting on my nerves. But the pop figures right now were Walgreens, another kind of a customer service story. Walgreens has an exclusive on 4, which is the black suit Spider-Man, the Spider-Man 2099, Venom with his tongue hanging out, and Punisher. And they're very cool, and you can only get them from Walgreens. And I went to 3 Walgreens stores today, and nobody knew what I was talking about. And it's hard for me to believe that you have an exclusive that they've been talking about for maybe 2 or 3 months now, and y'all know what I'm talking about, and you're the manager. Which, anyhow, so if you guys happen to find... the one in Indy is February 13th, 14th, and 15th, and it's going to be held at the Indianapolis Convention Center. The Wizard World is new to Indianapolis this year. You know, they have Indianapolis Comic, the Indiana Comic Convention, which I think is in March, and then they have Indianapolis PopCon, which is going to be in, I think it's in June this year, possibly May. but the one that Wizard World's new, and although they the Katie Cassidy is not going to be there, I did see that the girl who played Amy Pond on Doctor Who, she's going to be, I forget her name, she's going to be there, and of course Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer is going to be there, and Spartacus from Spartacus, the second one in Spartacus, he's going to be there. And of course, William Shatner and David, what's his name? David Allen Frank. He goes to all of them. Now, these managers have to be salaried managers. Don't they pay their managers at Walgreens salary? I would think if you're the manager, you're getting something. You know, retail manager, you can make a lot of money in retail management. I've done it. I know. So they, I was talking to managers. I wasn't talking to the cosmetic girl. I was talking to the managers. But yeah, so Indianapolis Comic Con. So you going to go to the one in Indy, William? I'm going actually by myself. My partner that normally rolls to the conventions, my niece, that she normally rolls to the conventions with me, she's not going to be able to go this time because she forgot to ask for those dates off work. So I might need a rolling partner. So somebody split the gas. And I might just go up one day, Saturday, go up real early on Saturday and come back later Saturday evening, like I did when I went to Indianapolis PopCon last year. Well, let me know if you go, William, and holla at me when we're up there. But that is our podcast show, whatever we're calling it for tonight. I do apologize for all the technical difficulties the plethora of ones that we had tonight. I'll be back Tuesday, hopefully, and with a better way. And maybe I'll have a guest if I get this whole Spreaker Skype thing figured out on my new computer. But thank you guys for listening. As always, have a great rest of your week. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, guys, for joining me. Tristan, William, Apocalypse, and Dwayne Hadley. You guys have a great evening, and I'll talk to you soon. Later.